This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brigitte Gabriel, author of They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. She's also the founder of ActForAmerica.org. And Brigitte, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. I'm delighted to be with you.
Several issues on the front burner for us today. I know one that you're very closely following is a story that started in the Midwest and ended up in Florida, and that's a Muslim girl who, as a teenager, just very recently, converted to Christianity. So she fled her home fearing that she would be killed as a result of the honor rules that often govern Muslim society. And now her parents are saying that's not the case. They're trying to regain custody. What do you make of this story? And how big of a problem is this in our culture?
It is a very big problem, and it is becoming bigger and bigger as we see more Islamic immigration into the West. We know that Europe is already tackling this problem in a major way. The cases of honor killing in Europe are so high, to the point that the European police from different countries met at The Hague in a conference to discuss the problem, because local authorities and police do not know what to do with it, because it is cultural, it is religious, it is strictly for Islam. The British police reopened 110 cases, all suspected to being honor killing, that they had closed as murder. So here we are in the United States. This is basically the fourth case that where we are hearing about honor killing. Unfortunately, three we heard that of people who have already died in the United States. In her particular case, this young teenager, 17 years old, who converted to Christianity, felt that she had to flee her home in Ohio because in her culture, her murder has become halal to her parents, which is basically agreeable in Islamic religion, because she left the nation of Islam. I was talking to a mullah, and what he said to me is, leaving Islam is not a crime by, leaving the family is not a crime by itself, but leaving the political nation of Islam as a state, because Islam is a religious political movement, that is a crime. So they are not fighting her choice to leave, but they are fighting her leaving the state of Islam, which basically means the betrayal of the Islamic nation worldwide. And that is the problem. And if the authorities in Florida would release her back to her parents, we are literally sending her back to her death, despite no matter what her father says.
Is there anything happening in this country in terms of cracking down on it? I know when the killings happen, they're investigated. But what can our government or anybody else do to crack down on this?
Well, the sad reality, Craig, is many people in America do not understand the problem of honor killing. They do not understand Islamic culture. They do not understand the honor in itself. It is on the rise in the United States. Listen, in the last 1 year, we had three killings, one in Atlanta, the two girls, remember, in Texas,
sure,
that were killed by their own father, and then the prominent case in New York where the head of Bridges Television beheaded his wife practically for dishonoring him. Now, these cases vary. One was a husband killing his wife, and two were fathers killing their daughters. In this case, it's going to fall in the father. He may not kill the daughter here in America, but he may send her back to Sri Lanka or whatever the case may be in other cases, like in Pakistan or in India or back to the Middle East, where the family can kill the girl and they do not come under the laws of the United States. It's a major problem in the United States now, and it is brewing just under the surface. We still have not found the father in Texas who murdered his two daughters, because we do not believe he escaped the United States. We believe he is still here, yet he is being hidden and protected within the Muslim community somewhere in the United States, who do agree with his point of view of cleansing his honor. Now, that is a problem when we have Muslims in the United States still hiding an American citizen who happened to be a Muslim because they believe he is justified in murdering his daughters. It's a problem on the rise, and this is why it is vital that the American public, as well as the police and the authorities, the first responders in the United States, understand honor killing and what it is all about, so they will understand how to handle it.
Understanding Islam and even radical Islam is another issue that's happening right now, Brigitte, as members of Congress and some retired military leaders are very upset that President Obama has not spent much time defining why we are fighting in Afghanistan, who we are fighting in Afghanistan. even as we radically increase our numbers there and as they launch major combat operations resulting in some of the largest numbers of casualties we've seen there since the beginning of the operations in Afghanistan 8 years ago. What do you make of that? What is the responsibility of the president to articulate in terms of our mission in Afghanistan?
Well, again, the president must articulate that we are fighting a war. And this is something that even President Bush, Greg, did not articulate clearly. He called it the war on terror, but he did not identify the problem. When you look at Afghanistan today and you see the rise of the radical Islamists in Afghanistan, we are not only talking about the Taliban. We are talking about members within the Afghani community, the population, who are joining this radical movement. Now, we have made great advancement in Afghanistan, especially with our special operations commands, whom our special operation forces, who are going inside and working with the tribal leaders, trying to win their influence, and they have succeeded in many areas. But this is why the president must come on television and discuss the problem, because the war on terror is not over. Even though we are very busy in the United States now discussing the cap and trade, the healthcare issue, which is the huge issue right now dominating all the news all over the United States, it is important that we do not lose track of what we are fighting in Afghanistan, as well as in Pakistan and also in Iraq, the development in Iraq. Let's not forget that thousands of our troops are still there. And it is the duty of the president to give equal time to all the problems that we are facing, that he is dealing with on his plate, and the issue of our presence in the Middle East and what's happening in particular in Afghanistan right now should be discussed and on the table in front of the media and in front of the American public.
Brigitte, many of us can remember and recite specific heinous terrorist attacks carried out by radical Islamists. You, of course, lived through several of them growing up in Lebanon and saw that violence up close. One that I know most Americans remember well is the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland back in 1988. Everyone on board killed. About 11 people on the ground killed as well. Now, apparently, one of the perpetrators of that attack has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. Apparently, he doesn't have long to live. His name is Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi, one of the Libyans charged and convicted of that heinous attack, about to be released. At least it's under very serious consideration. A good move or bad move?
It is a bad move. I mean, this is exactly the equivalent of us maybe releasing Muhammad Atta because he simply, you know, sat in prison for a long time and then he got a terminal illness without forgetting the lives of hundreds of people, in this case in the Pan Am flight, who died because of a terrorist attack. What is the difference between someone like a Muhammad Atta killing 3,000 people flying a plane into a building or this guy blowing up a building in the middle of the sky? I believe these terrorists have committed a heinous crime and they should pay for it until their last breath. No mercy. As much as they did not show any mercy to the hundreds of lives who were either in the World Trade Center or on the flight of the Pan Am flight, he did not show any mercy to them. Why should we show mercy to him? We need to send a signal to all terrorists out there that if you are thinking or contemplating or even getting ready to launch a terrorist attack, if we capture you and you are convicted, you will pay a price until the day you die, and we will have no mercy on you, just like you did not have any mercy on the people that you killed.
Brigitte, last question here. Obviously, we had the 9/11 attacks here. London had its bombings in 2005. Madrid had its terrorist attack on the rail system there. But despite all those atrocities, do you get the sense that the Western world is just not focused and intense in its focus the way it should be on this fight?
You're right, Craig. We are not as intense as we should be focused on this fight. We are fighting for our lives. You know, in my book, both my books are dedicated to radical Islam, but especially the latest one, They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. We are talking now, Craig, about homegrown terrorists, whether in America or Australia or London or any place in Europe. Look, in America, after the capturing of Daniel Boyd in North Carolina, he was the 40th terrorist who was captured in the United States on American soil in the last 6 months planning to commit terrorist attacks. Look what happened in Australia just a week and a half ago with the terror plot to blow up military facilities. Look what's happening all around the world. The plot in Canada 2 years ago, the arrest of the 16 to blow up government buildings in Canada, behead the Prime Minister of Canada. We, the Western public, must wake up and understand that radical Islam is on the rise worldwide. It is not only against the America. It is not only against Canada. It is not only against Australia. As you and I are speaking, we have 44 conflicts around the world between Muslims and non-Muslims, regardless of what nationality or what religion these non-Muslims are. So we must wake up and we must protect ourselves and we must get educated in the first place in order for us to understand why they hate us, why they are organized, what their goal is, and what we can do to protect ourselves.
Brigitte, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Craig. It's always a pleasure.
Same here. Brigitte Gabrielle is the author of They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. She's also the founder of ActForAmerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.